time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Mike Green met with the media following the Ravens' win over Indianapolis on Thursday night.
No, it's not a regular season game yet, but your first NFL action.
Yeah, I think it was great because we get to dip our feet in the water. It's not an official NFL game, and it's not just a practice. So I think it was good. All of us got to go out there and got to experience what it feels like to be on an NFL field in an NFL environment. So going against NFL players. So, yeah, it was great.
Mike, how did it feel to be able to know you can actually hit somebody tonight?
It was great because, you know, in practice, you got to stay away from the quarterback. So you can't practice tackling the quarterback. So going out here, just being able to be physical and just compete, it was great. We had guys flying around. We had guys making plays. You know, of course, there's going to be some things that we have to clean up. But overall, I think it was great.
Mike, you had some nice moments yourself, and I'm sure you'll look at the tape and the film and everything. But which just kind of your assessment in the moments after the game, how you played tonight?
Yeah, I think, of course, like there's things I just got to clean up on my own when it comes down to just like mental errors and things like that. But I think overall, once I just spend more time here, I'll be able to grow more, and I think that's what it's all about. And I think just being here so far, I already learned a lot. And I'm just going to continue to learn. So looking forward to it.
Mike, how much did that last series and the joint practices really kind of boost you? It looked like you had potentially 3 sacks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I love those 2-minute situations because you get to just go out there and play fast, be physical, fly around. And I think that's one of my strong suits. And I think just being able to go out there and just compete against those guys, it was great. It was fun. I like fast-paced environments, so being able to go out there in 2 minutes, and these coaches got some trust in me when it comes down to getting to the passer. So it was good going out there and being able to fly around.
You might feel like you can play a little bit like a finisher role kind of in these situations, late game situations.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just depends on the scheme that we're running, and what they need me for. And I think I'm a versatile guy, so whatever they need me to do, I'm gonna do so.
Mike, a lot of success for guys in your room. Just what stands out to you about, you know, just all the pass rushers and the way you guys were getting?
Just how relentless they are. I mean, if you look at all their production, sacks, TFLs, tackles, batted passes, everything. It's because of how relentless they are. Sometimes their first moves don't work, so they go to their second moves. They're chasing the quarterback around. They're being disruptive. They're getting knocked back on the offensive line and being able to shed off and make plays. And I think when you play relentlessly, it opens more doors to make plays because you can mess up a play or whatever, but if you're going all out and you're putting a lot of effort into it, the play can end up winding right back into your hands.
What do you think about Davidson?
You said who?
David Ajabo.
Oh, yeah. He's a great player. I think he battled with some injury previously, but I think he's been bouncing back good. He looks great out there. I had to learn that I learned that he got injured previously by being here because, if you just see him out there running, you could never tell. He's a great player. He's a great dude. I learned a lot from him as well. He's definitely stepping up into the older guy mentality when it comes down to showing us, like, how to go about things and giving us pointers and things on plays. So, he's going in the right direction. I think this year will be a big year for him. Yeah, and your main goal as a pass rusher is to get them to third and long. So if you're being disruptive in the run game and first and second down, it opens up more opportunities for you to go out there and pass rush. So as long as we're doing what we're supposed to be doing on our first 2 downs, and we get them in third and long, you're able to go out there and show what you can really do when it comes down to getting to the quarterback.
Looking
past breakup? Just where do you kind of go through emotionally?
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. BK's he's a good dude. He's a great player. I actually played against him last year when he was at Western Michigan, and it's sad, of course. But you know, the game of football is very physical. So I know he's going to find a way to bounce back. He has the type of mentality that he can battle through adversity. So if he just sticks to his path, then everything should be good for him.
Thanks, Mike. Yep.